The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle streaming radio 24/7. Believe it or not, it's the 23rd of 2017 in January. Can you believe that stuff? It's unbelievable how quick this month is flying by. You know what I believe? We are king of testosterone. I'll put it to you that way. I mean that too. Number one, I want you to go out to motivationmuscle.com, check out the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle and the free 30-day ebook. Hey, think about it, put it into action, and go for the whole roller coaster ride, because we're getting into this more and more. The amount of things, notes, texts from people I don't even know, and I will start reading them, I think. I'm not going to use their last names if they don't give me permission to do it. But I'm telling you, we are changing hearts and minds, and I'm hoping I'm going to have a big announcement in the next 2 weeks that's going to make your head spin, and very excited about it. But I'm not going to say hope, because I don't believe in saying hope with anything. We do want this to come forth, and if it does the way we want to do it, unbelievable stuff. But we'll get into that more. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. I'm very excited today. We got somebody on here that I haven't talked to in a while. Go out. I'm going to tell you the man's name. /category/podcast. We got our brother David Whitley on here today. He hasn't been on with me, I think, since November. So I'm pretty cranked up, and it's good to have him back. But before I bring him in, I want to read something to you. And we're going to talk, as you know, David and I can go all over the map. But we're going to start out with mind rage. And I love those two words, and we're going to get into that. But before I bring him in, I'm going to read something very quickly. A lifetime of observations and reflections on and off the court. Wooden, Coach John Wooden, and Steve Jamison. And you all know this, and I want you to memorize this. The opinion of others. Do not become too concerned about what others think of you. Be very concerned about what you think of yourself. Too often we care more about a stranger's opinion of us than our own. Your opinion of yourself begins on the inside with your character. What do you believe in, and are you willing to stand up for it despite what others may think or say? It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. I'm going to read it one more time. It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. And I'll add one more line, as my dad said, and we always say it at the end of the show, be a leader, not a follower. Well, before I bring David in, I'm going to give you a little information on this gentleman, and we are going to get this show on the road. He's a motivational speaker. He is the author of Superhuman You. He's a strong man, and he is a master of the bent press. Brother, my iron tamer brother, welcome back, sir, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, brother. Good to be back.
I'm glad to have you back, man. Give us out the website, anything that's going on, and then you and I are going to do our specialty here as we always do, please.
Yes, yes, indeed. The website, irontamer.com, Facebook, Iron Tamer Dave Whitley is the professional page. Instagram and Twitter, Iron Tamer, and also Iron Tamer on YouTube. Please, nice. If you haven't already and you are interested in anything that I do or say or anything like that, go and check those out, subscribe, and help support the cause. It is January, and things are good. Things are really good. I did a show for the National Strength and Conditioning Association's Coaches Conference in Nashville a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And that was good. First show of the year during the first week of the year is something that's never happened for me before. So it's very exciting to kind of set the tone for the year and to be able to do it for a bunch of strength coaches, people who are about strength for a living. That was a really cool thing to be able to do that, because I know that those guys get it.
Yeah.
In a way that other people might not. So that's pretty cool. I got a thing coming up in about 3 weeks on the 8th of February, and I'll wind up posting this on social media so we can link up, and if anybody's interested in seeing how it plays out, they can. It's for something called Leadership Excellence and Development 2017, and it's set up in a format where there's going to be, I think, 13 speakers. I'm one of them, and we've got about 20 minutes to go and do our thing. It's going to be there'll be a live audience, but there's also going to be a live broadcast on the web, and it'll wind up on YouTube, of course, after the fact. But I think that I'm gonna have a really good time with that, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how much stuff I can break and how much I can say in 20 minutes.
That's good. You're welcome too. If you like, submit whatever you want. I'd be more than happy to put it on the FBC blog.
Yes.
You're welcome to do that and use it. Everybody's starting to do that. We've had a couple new authors on here. As I told you before we came on, we are looking to spread the word even bigger in 17, get more people under our family tent, and, you know, we're going to just keep producing bigger and bigger winners here, man, whether it's in the weight room, outside of the weight room, or both. It's fine with us. You got anything else?
Yeah, one other thing. I've got
the
very first Wim Hof Method workshop that I've ever done solo is coming up in February at my gym in Franklin, Tennessee, which is basically Nashville.
Nice.
And if anybody's interested in finding out more about that, send me a message on any of those various social media outlets, and we will get you hooked up. I'm limiting it to about 12 to 15 people so that I have plenty of one-on-one attention for folks. It's a one-day thing. We're going to cover the breathing, the movement, the meditation and mindset stuff, and anybody who wants to, which I'm hoping will be everybody, at the end is going to take an ice bath.
Nice. So,
very exciting stuff.
That's awesome. All right. Here we go. 2017 Mind Rage. You give me what you think. Well, tell me what Mind Rage means to you. Use any examples you want. I mean, we're going to go back and forth, and as we always say, who knows where we're going to go with this one. So take it away, my friend.
Yeah, that's the thing about this. It may sound planned out. It's not.
Nope.
It may, you know, when we get on these shows, it may sound like we have an itinerary. We don't. We're just going to – this is basically like if you were able to hang out with Eric and me with a couple of black toots and some Pantera in the background. This is probably what that situation would come across like, and especially if we had been out lifting a bunch of heavy stuff earlier in the day. So, let's just kick back and let it flow. Mind Rage. When you sent me the topic when you sent me the topic and said, let's talk about that, I'm like, that's an interesting one. Initially, I was like, I don't really know if I want to do that or not. But then after kind of stewing on it for about 10 minutes, I'm like, you know what? Let's just roll with it. Let's see what happens with this. The first thing that comes to mind when I think about Mind Rage is I think about the stories of the old Viking berserkers on the battlefield, and where their life comes down to that single point of that kind of whirling dervish of destroy the enemy.
Yep.
And which you can look at it from the destroy the enemy standpoint, but really what you're looking at is achieve the objective. And if you channel that rage, that aggressiveness, that that testosterone-fueled power that you have toward a particular objective, there's not much that can't be accomplished. However, if you allow it to control you, then you're never going to get anything done. You're just going to walk around being pissed off at everybody and everything all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're coming into this a few days after the inauguration. I was wondering which one of us would be the first one to bring up anything political.
You got me.
I deliberately avoid talking about politics.
Yeah.
I will say this. I did not vote for either one of them, for Trump or Hillary.
Yep.
So if you don't like me because of that, then that's fine. If you like me more because of that, that's great too. I say that because I did not feel like either one of them represented my personal best interests in my life and what I do with my family.
Yep.
So having said that, that's how I vote. And so putting all that out of the way, what I see is a lot of, and this may not be the direction that you expected me to go with this, but, you know, over the weekend, there was a whole lot of people who were in backlash of everything that led up to the Trump administration who got together and marched in protest.
Mm-hmm.
They did it peacefully, and good for them, because that's, you know, at the end of the day, we're still in America. We had a peaceful transition of power from one person to another, mm-hmm. from one administration to another. And we still have a group of people nationwide that were able to get together and take, for whatever reason they're angry, and put it towards something that they believed was productive in protesting something. No one from that group anyway broke anything or got hurt that I know of. There were some other people that allowed their rage to consume them, and they were like, you know, busting out windows of stores in their own neighborhood. And I'm like, that is not doing anybody any good, at least of all you.
Yep.
So I think that those are two really good examples of the process of taking something that instills you to the point of rage because it doesn't, you don't agree with it. It doesn't vibrate with your value system in a good way. And you can either let it control you, or you can control it. And I think that rage uncontrolled is chaos and terrible things happening. Rage focused toward an end and keeping some logic about it, then that is, things get accomplished that way. I mean, if you again, going back to comic books, you knew we would come back to this too, right? You remember in the comic book when the Hulk was the Hulk and he couldn't really even string two words together and he was basically a nuclear-powered toddler throwing a temper tantrum and just destroying everything.
Yep.
That didn't help anybody.
Nope.
But remember the story angles that they did where they could, for however they did it, he wound up being the Hulk's body with the intelligence of Bruce Banner.
Yep.
And he was able to channel his strength with his intelligence and his rage with his intelligence and turn it on and turn it off at will the way he wanted to. And he was able to get a lot of stuff done. I don't know what things were, but the metaphor remains. So that was my first thought on mind rage. You know, rage has a negative connotation to it in a lot of ways, and rightly so in a lot of ways. If you're burning your own neighborhood down because you don't like the way things turned out, or because you feel like for some reason you and your kind or your peer group, your demographic, however you want to say that, are being mistreated or maltreated, burning down your own neighborhood is not what fixes that.
No.
Taking that collective rage and pointing it in the direction of whatever game needs to be played to make it happen, step by step, that's how you get it done.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I'm going to take rage a little bit more like with the Viking, the Hulk, but maybe in a different direction too. I don't know. I will see how my mind is really putting everything together on the fly. And by the way, we do not rehearse anything. I will reinforce that. All right, mind rage. I've been reading a lot of stuff, manly stuff. I'm not going to get into titles right now because we're going to be doing a lot of stuff with chapters with Dr. Wong on manliness. David might too. I haven't talked to him about some books, but that's for another time. But a lot of the stuff talks about being a man, and I got to tell you, I like mind rage. I like my own mind rage. I like that rage. Like tonight, I've got to go out and train. Now, it's pretty mild here. It has not been a winter here. I don't like it like that. I like winter to be ferocious. Now, most people look at me and say, "What in the you know what is wrong with you?" Well, that's just how I operate. I like things to push me back, push me down, throw me around, and see if I can take my big body and come back at you and beat you, regardless. That's just how I'm programmed. That's how I program myself. But like tonight, I've got to go out and do Romanian deadlifts. I'm getting into the one-handed deadlifts with the Olympic bar via Stevie Shanks.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I knew you'd love that. Stevie's got me convinced on that for grip over everything now, other than stones, obviously. Some neck work, obviously. Just might do a little bit of light grip work. Might be a grip machine. Who knows? Iron boots, they become an adjunct totally to all this stone lifting. I'm going to get into this more and more. Maybe David and I will even do a show. I know he'd like this. I've started doing Jefferson lifts.
Yes.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you why. I saw an old picture of Jack Shanks pulling, it had to be well over 950 in a partial movement. And you know something, David? It took me all these years to figure this out. Now, I don't know if that's why he did it, but if you look at the resemblance with the hands, now, even though it's an Olympic bar, everybody, just listen to me before you say, I don't know what I'm talking about. Look at the positioning of his hands in that picture, or anybody that knows how to do it. What does it remind you of? It reminds me of lifting the Denny Stones.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Absolutely. So see, I'm getting smarter now in 17. Well, I started it in 16. I've done from just above the ankles in the power rack. That'd be like the second hole. I pulled a 535. I was very happy about that. I'm not looking to go much heavier than that. I'm trying to keep things, certain movements intertwined together. But that's for another show. But that is all mind rage, because when I'm going from like a Jefferson to a Romanian, you know, it could be anything. It could be the iron boots. I'm using the one-inch rod between the boots now, like John Grimmick did. I am plumping. I said I'm going to make my hamstrings bigger than my thighs if I can do that. Amazing stuff coming out of here, okay? I've learned, too, through this type of rage of training, I'm going to put some courses out, maybe one. I'm doing it with Dennis now, on and off. I've learned how to do isometric holds with iron boots in, nice. In a power rack, no less, brother. So this all goes – go ahead.
To the point of the Jefferson lift, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Two things. You spot that Denny Stone position in there.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Two things. One, if you've seen any of the videos of myself or any of the other guys that do this kind of bending, there's a certain long bar bending technique, usually anywhere from, I say long, and anything over about a foot is long.
Yeah, in
my world. So anywhere from, say, there's a guy, Chris Sheck, that does like 18 and 20 inch long stuff.
Okay.
But he's a little bitty guy and he's got really small legs and he can do that. I'm way too big to even fit something like that behind my big old hamstrings.
Yeah.
But you are standing in that same kind of Jefferson stance. And so, like, imagine you're at the top of the Jefferson deadlift and you got your left foot in the front and your right foot in the back.
Yep.
And you're holding on to this bar that runs underneath the left thigh.
Yeah.
Right where the hamstring and the glute, where that crease is, right where your butt starts, right?
Yep, yep.
I do a lot of bending in that position where it would be my left hand pulling towards center. And then once it gets to a certain level of bend, I kind of shift position and go from there. But the initial bend is very much like the lockout of the Jefferson deadlift. So I use the Jefferson as an adjunct to that lift, because if you're standing there holding 400 or 500 pounds in that position, it's really comfortable to be able to exert that kind of force with a little bit of a lean and put it into the center of a bar. The other thing on that is if you watch Adam Glass with his double vertical bar lift, it's the same kind of position.
Yep,
he's doing that split stance, one hand's between his legs like a you would think of a standard one-handed deadlift.
Yep.
And the other hand is out by his opposite hip. And if you look at what's going on from a body position thing there, if the hips are pointed straight ahead.
Yeah.
Well, let's think if we're lining up from a barbell, if we're doing like a conventional or a sumo, everything is pointed in one direction and it's 90 degrees to the bar. Right.
Yep.
To do the Jefferson or the bend that I'm talking about, or the two-handed thing that Adam's doing on the vertical bar, or the Denny Stones, any of that requires you to keep your chest pointed in that same direction, but you turn your hips about 45 degrees to one side or the other to be able to get that straddle lift going. So being able to be in that asymmetrical position where the chest goes one way and the hips go the other, and to build strength in that builds incredible rotational power.
Yep. And you know what the first thing everybody says to me? You're going to hurt your lower back.
I said, do it right.
Yeah, I know. You know what I mean? It's nothing's ever right. Nothing's ever enough. It's always like, you're going to get hurt. All right, whatever. And that has caused me to really evaluate the training with everything, obviously, to go away this year. The opportunity that's been put upon me by these gentlemen is like something. I talked to Martin for an hour yesterday, and you know, they're like, why don't you stay here for a month? He goes, I'll allot time every day so we can go out and train in the fields. I was like, holy God. And then I talked to Bill Crawford, who, when he was on the last show, I think he was on in December. He's found a whole host of new stones to go lift in Iceland. So you can imagine, man, my antenna is like up in the air. But to have that type, you know, with that documentary that Rogue just put out, everybody's been watching it. I've put it out a number of times. I mean, you go over these areas and train, you want to talk about mind rage. Right now, what I'm facing with a lot of things now, we are at the threshold of breakthroughs all over. I don't know which one's going to go first, but man, when you're like that, your mind is like cooking. It's like I said the other day, Dory Peterson, who's in on all this stuff, she's one of the people involved with the weight training here, weight loss with Dennis and other people that will be coming into our new product line. I said the other day, I said, you're lucky you're not near me. If I touched you, I'd electrocute you right now. I mean, it was that hot the other day. And then we talked about, obviously, how your mind can take and destroy you. And we all know that if you can have you can have so much power within you, but if you don't know how to use it constructively, eventually it will destroy you. And we've seen a lot of people be destroyed that way. But when I think of this, I want to think of it in, you know, I think all the time with Iceland and Scotland, and you read all the books, the adventures, the beginning of time when, you know, like here too, men used to turn wrenches all the time. Men used to lift big stones. Men used to smash stones with sledgehammers. There was even women, I know, back in the day, we're talking World War II, that were doing things of that nature. But what I'm talking about here is stuff that we look upon now that's like so inventive. I mean, this stuff was done hundreds of years ago. And the thing I liked about, especially with the warriors and the stone lifting and this, you know, think about it. There weren't weights back 150 years ago that we know of. There might have been stuff, but I've never seen anything of it. They had to go out and find ways to get strong. And obviously, you know, they knew. Pulling, pushing, whatever was out there, they moved, and they became significantly stronger. And obviously, if they're going to use it for battle, obviously, to protect their family, it was all there. So I love that feeling. That's why when David brought up the Hulk, as a kid, it was Jimmy and the Hulk. Why? Mm-hmm. Okay, Jimmy, to me, no one will ever match him as far as somebody that lived a life that in some ways most people would say very unkind to him. But I got news for you. As bad as it was to watch your brother in a wheelchair, I never got that from him. I never got that sense. I never saw him feel sorry for himself, and I'm not kidding everybody when I say that. I watched him for 12 or 13 years, it was, until finally we lost him. And it was amazing what you would see that boy go through. But I think it was, well, I know it was. I know it was the atmosphere here, the deep love everybody had for everyone in the family and outside of the family. And that makes a big difference when you are going out into the world. And it made a big difference. And, you know, everyone knows that everything here is dedicated to my brother. But then when Jimmy left us, and as kids we all loved the cartoons. You know, we loved the Hulk, all that. But the Hulk became more of a presence in my life that I don't think even my parents could give me. I'll be honest with you. As a kid, I didn't really understand a lot of it. And I was frightened of it. Because I didn't know. I did know, but I was always kind of leery of, could I get muscular dystrophy? And, you know, all right, let's be honest. You know, we're grown men and women here now. We're not going to get it. But as a kid, when you're around it 24/7, you're still a little scared of it. And I know that's why the Hulk became so prevalent within me, because I needed something to get stronger and bigger. I knew I had to be, all right, because of not only what was going on around me, but I just needed that in my life. And when I used to see him rage and explode into the Hulk, I was like, I got to have that. I've said on other shows, I said, if they came to me now and wanted to inject me with gamma, I'd do it. Go ahead and take it, man. I'm not kidding you when I say why, and I know this will sound crazy to people that don't understand lifting, and maybe people that even do, but my quest for strength, and I don't mean strength to go out and be a bully or strength to say I'm stronger than you are, because I really don't care. I just want to be the best I can be. I want to be, if I could lift the Empire State Building off its axis, you don't think I wouldn't go try it? I would. Yeah. These are the things that drive me and will drive me to my day's end. But go ahead, sir.
Just talking about rage, right?
Yeah.
And whether you use it or you don't, whether you're in control of it or it's in control of you, right?
Yeah.
If you think about it, it's like any form of energy. It's neither good nor bad. It just is,
yeah.
Right? It's all
yeah.
in how you use it.
I
can take a loaded machine gun, an M16, and take the safety off and lay it on a table and not let anybody within 10 feet of it, and nothing bad will happen to anyone.
Yep.
But the potential power is still there, right?
Yeah.
And you put it in the hands of a trained soldier, and they're able to use it to accomplish an objective that hopefully is going to wind up, you know, being good for everybody.
Yep.
Except maybe the guy that is on
the other end. the receiving end's not going to like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
But as you were talking, I was thinking about it. You know, uncontrolled rage is like giving a loaded machine gun to a monkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that? There's a video that floats around of like I guess they're like freedom fighter soldiers or whatever in Africa, and this chimp wanders up into their camp and picks up the machine gun.
Yep. Yep.
And all of a sudden, it's not funny anymore, you know, because the chimp has no idea what he's got going on.
Yep.
And that's kind of what unbridled, uncontrolled rage, I think, is like. It's like a chimp with a machine gun. You just, you know.
Well, it's like, hey, dude, not to interrupt you. It's one of my favorite ones on the Three Stooges, when they think that gorilla, the Three Stooges are cops, I think the gorilla's name was Bonzo the gorilla. And he was robbing places, and they thought it was a guy in a gorilla suit, and they, you know, but there he is, man, with the machine gun firing it off, laughing, and they're running. You know, it just reminds me of that. And I'll tell you right now, you know, I like rage. I like tonight. I've got a train. I can't wait to get out there because I'm one day late, but it's not a big deal. It was my niece's birthday. You got to be there for your family. Last night was a scheduled night, but tonight it looks like it's going to be snowing, raining, hailing, and everything. And I guess that's just what I need to even inspire me more. And look, I don't like walking around. I don't know if I want to use your walking around with rage. I'll present this to you quick, and I want to hear what you say. I remember Dr. Ken years ago, I read in an old hard gainer, he wrote an article about walking strong. And it was very good, and it kind of lends to what I'm going to say right now. There's days after I've trained, it might be the next day, it might be 2 days in a row. It could be a week in a row. It depends what's going on with me. You walk around, man, and I love that feeling, like you got that body pump. You got that stone look in your face. And I don't mean like you're looking at everybody like you're going to kick there, you know what. I don't mean that. It's like in Rocky IV or Rocky III, the second fight with Clubber Lang, where they, you know, the way they set him up, where, you know, he looked like his face looked like a piece of granite. There was no expression at all, only those real dark blackened eyes, man. And you knew that something was going to happen. It's like a great white, man. They got the dark eyes, so they bite in you, and then they spin over and around. around because they're so happy they got something, all right? You know, and it's like that. So I love that feeling of like, you know what? If something happened, I had to run over and help somebody, I could scoop them right off the ground. If that car fell on that lady over there, I'd push the thing on its side. That's what I'm talking about, man. I love that rage, that gamma flowing through my veins, man. That sweatshirt you got on when you move or you're thinking something, your brain, that right trap pops right up. That's what I'm talking about. All right, go ahead, man. I know we're getting close to time, too, so I want you to have your say.
Oh yeah, that's totally it right there. The rage is not a tantrum.
No.
Not in my world anyway. Rage is that focused. It's going to sound kind of paradoxical, but when it's at its peak, when it's at its zenith, so to speak.
Yep.
It's actually calm.
Yeah.
Like I think about when I'm getting ready to bend a really hard piece of steel, it just everything goes away and there's nothing but me and the steel.
Yeah.
And I'm taking everything that I am and I'm visualizing taking everything that I am and tightening it into almost like a laser beam and shooting it between the molecules of the center of that piece of steel.
Yep.
And I think that's exactly what we're talking about. It's not just some idiot punching a hole in the wall because he doesn't know how to act. It's being able to take that power and turn the heat up on it, turn the intensity up on it, and focus it like a laser beam to be able to do whatever it is you want to do. And for us, obviously, it has a lot to do with picking up heavy stuff and bending stuff and all that kind of stuff. So it's very visceral, very easy to show up right there. But that focused intensity, that to me is what that mind rage really is.
Yeah, yeah. That kind, it builds, you know, when you were talking, all I could think about was one word, confidence.
Yep.
Overlooked, a lot of people love to say about, talk about and all that, but very short on action in my opinion. Not only that, that rage, that feeling, man, it's to me at times it's indescribable. You know, when you talk about, you were just talking about bending and lifting heavy objects. It depends who's on, you know, if it's Adam or you or Bud or a few people out there like that. And I know I'm missing a few, so don't get pissed at me, anybody. Heavy objects are going to definitely be a big determining factor in that rage. If you think you're going to get under a 500-pound dead-stop squat, starting right at parallel, and you walk in there skipping like you're jump roping or whatever, you ain't making that lift, man. You got to go in there with a controlled rage, but I call it abandonment, too. I like going in there and moving my neck and traps under that bar and slamming up under it a little bit, get everything loaded up, get the hands ready, twisting it beforehand, execute. Are you going to come up? Well, you're going to find out. If not, you might do a little partial with it and get dropped down. Yep, you're going to be pissed, but you're going to do it the next time. See, I don't look at anything now as failures anymore. And people say, well, it's learning. Yeah, it's learning to a point. But what it is, man, it's just like I'm beating on my physicality even more. And I know it all connects, but I like the idea that, you know something, I put my traps under that with everything else and it didn't move tonight. Now, next
you got
week.
A really good isometric out of that.
You bet. You bet. So where did you lose?
You didn't.
But you know where we lose? Because we use the mind in the way it's been trained, which tells you if you don't make something, you're no good. You're a failure. This is why when David, I'm sure, sees it too, and I go out here on Facebook and I see all the stuff being smacked around and talked about, and I'm sitting there shaking my head and saying to myself, well, either this is for a product for somebody, or there's somebody here that really needs to learn how to train. If you want to do that, you got the freedom, go ahead. But I'm saying to you, until you can get into something like this, until you can get your mind to rage, and I don't mean the, you know, the stuff where these guys are beating the snot out of each other before they go and lay under a big bar to bench press, all that stuff. I've always found that works the opposite direction. You can yell and holler. I got no problem with that. I'm going to be doing a lot of that tonight by myself. But what I'm saying is when you can take that gamma from the Hulk and transfer that through every single cell, muscle, ligament, tendon of your body, you are going to be one dangerous character. And I will predict this for you, as we were just talking about, we won't even use walking strong. We'll just say walking around and taking it all in, because that's what I do when I got it. It feels like a connection to the world that I know. Like I said to Dave the other day, or today, I was so hot the other day when I was talking to Dory. I said, if I ever touched you right now, I'd electrocute you.
Yep.
And I meant that, because that is this type of feeling. And you know what? You can have such an electric life with people like that. You know, think about this. You know, David's married. I'm not. But, you know, girlfriends, whatever. Go, feel like this and go out with somebody. Or, you know, you take your wife out to dinner. I swear to you all, when you look into her eyes, she's going to think that you're going to melt her eyeballs, literally. I mean, this is some serious, serious stuff. So I'll leave it with that. David, add anything you want. Give out all your info. I'll give mine, and we'll get ready for February, sir.
All right. Parting thought on that is, once you've hit that point to where you stood up with that squat, or you bent that piece of steel or whatever the thing is, and you've expressed that focused intent, that confidence, that mind rage, after that rep is over and it's done, the wave of joy that comes after that is indescribable. Mm-hmm. And you cannot have the one without the other. It's like the further back you pull the bowstring, the farther the arrow shoots.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the more you're able to dial in that mental aspect of that focused rage and that confidence, the more you'll feel that celebratory feeling after it's over with. And they're actually one in the same feeling.
Yep. Yep.
It's just, it's which side of the lift are you on? Are you on I'm walking toward the bar, or I'm walking away from it?
Tonight, I'm going to be walking towards a man, and I can't wait. Can't wait. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's all I had. Website, irontamer.com. Twitter and Instagram, Iron Tamer. What else do I got? YouTube, Iron Tamer, and Facebook, Iron Tamer Dave Whitley. That's me.
That's it. We know who that is.
If anybody holler at me.
Yeah. I haven't really said much, but there's everyone knows there's stuff going on. I'm going to be talking to David. We want to get him involved in a couple things, but as you can tell, we are beginning to build a network, and he is one of the people I would like to have involved with some of the stuff we're going to be doing. I would believe within the next 60 days, I want to say. It all depends on some other things, how involved I've got to be with him. That's what it mainly is with everything right now. But go out to motivationandmuscle.com, and as I said, download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle and the free 30-day ebook too. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. As I said, go out and look at all the shows David and I did prior to this one today. This show will be up tomorrow morning because I've got stuff to do, and then I'm going out tonight to train. So we'll have his up bright and early tomorrow when I get up at 5 a.m. Let me see. Well, go out to iTunes and Stitcher and give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten from everybody. We thank you for that. You know, I'm all over all directories, all over the place. If you have the capability to get podcasts in your car, we know all the new car radios do. Go out to AHA, bring motivation into your car every day. I guarantee you, you'll be one heck of a hell of a lot better person. You will be a heck of a lot happier too. And you know, we want your comments. You know, comment about this show. Go out to Motivation Muscle. There's a big comment area, or go out to Fiorello Barbell at nicap.r.com if you'd like a certain show David and I to do, obviously, and give us anything you say about the show. Just keep it on the up and up, because you know, we don't feel like playing around with any of the BS that, you know, people like to put out there. That's not our game. And if you hear, if you just heard Mind Rage, you got to believe you'd get damaged if you push too hard with all of us. So let's just keep it on the up and up like men do. Also, too, I think that's it for there. All right, so if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to say hello to them or give them some words of inspiration. If you inspire somebody with five words, you can change their life, and it's going to help you too. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, squat it, press it, pull it, and if you're going to take stones and turn them into dust, get out there like I am tonight and give everything you got, man. No laying back. Just go for it. Have your mind rage tonight. Relax the next few days and be ready to go again. Keep up what you're doing. It's a great thing. And obviously, too, as the great Hoos of Steel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. It's the only way to go. You know, bend it and break it and just destroy everything. I mean that. It's, you know, you got to do it. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path, and no one will ever clip our balls. And as the great Russell Furr says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We will say that to the very end, my friend. Also, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor for business, repetition, repetition, repetition. My pop, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, by far the greatest chiropractor and like a father figure to me for many years after my pop passed away. He'd walk every patient in the door and say, keep smiling. I dare you say that to yourself and not smile. Doesn't matter what kind of day you're going to have or have had, it will work, and John would be very proud of me to keep carrying on that legacy. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. And most of all, tell 100 or more of your friends, because we're not going to knock on your door. We're going to put our foot right through it. And before we say goodbye here, as the great Les Brown says, you all have greatness, but we'll take it a little further. We're 100% behind you, and I'm telling you, we do have your back, and we do believe in you. David, great to have you back, sir. Happy New Year, and I'm looking forward to another big 11 months with you and I, sir.
Thank you, sir. Honored to be back.
It's great to have you. So, for David Whitley, this is Eric Fiorello. We will have this show up tomorrow, like I said. Go out and be the best you can be. That's all I can ask from you, and ask yourself that every day. What can I do to become better? I guarantee you're going to get a million answers. Start fulfilling your answers. Have a great week. Stay strong, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.